Well, Lord, I was half kidding when I started. Now I'm serious. Where do those keys go?
Well, you know, a colleague of mine by the name of Julian Isaacs many years ago, I think he's the one who coined this, he did a lot of research on psychokinesis, on mind over matter, and he coined the term JOTT, J-O-T-T, to cover those situations where apparently our minds seem to move things and then move them back for whatever reason. JOTT, of course, stands for just one of those things. A little bit of a sense of humor there. But the idea is that there's two things here, a couple things here. First of all, when we put things down, we have a memory of where we put them. Sometimes our memory does play tricks on us. Our perceptions play tricks on us for whatever reason. And it could be that our unconscious does not want us to see the keys for whatever reason. There may be some awareness of a need.
Even though they're right there.
Even though they're right near. You know, we talk about hallucinations of seeing things that there are not there. We see things that are not there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a negative hallucination where you don't see things that are in fact there. Now,
like a mirage.
Right. But here's the thing. You got three or four people looking for your keys, and unless they're screwing around with you, there's something else going on. And there are times, it seems, that we put things down, they get moved, our unconscious may move, and think of it as a mini poltergeist event for whatever reason. Maybe it just we shouldn't be going out at this moment. And 5 minutes later, we can go out. So there's something else going on there that's related to the unconscious. And either whether it's a negative hallucination or it's actual psychokinesis, it's still there's probably a reason why this is happening. It also could be just stress that we're screwing around with ourselves in that sense.
Yeah, but, you know, it's happened to me, Lloyd, several times. And I know, for example, that I put them right here, let's say, on the counter. I know that. It's a routine. I do. I'm a creature of habit. And, you know, 5 minutes later, you go back and they're not there. And then 5 minutes later, you come back again after searching all over the place.
And they are there.
They're exactly right where you thought they were. I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. And it's part of that unconscious thing that goes on that we're not even aware of. You know, when we talk about poltergeist phenomena, we can talk about the bigger cases where things break and fly. But in reality, when you are in a really stressed out situation and your computer acts in ways that really shouldn't, unless it's Windows, of course, or if other electronics around you really start messing up, including, I mean, I've seen situations where things have been on when they were not plugged in because of people being stressed out, myself included. So we have the ability unconsciously to affect things around us, whether it's electronics or other physical things. And this is just one more element or one more example of it.